Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Available to do again in schools in Massachusetts. That's right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ah, thank you very much. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are here. You are privy to all the information that's being kept from most of the other sheeple out in America. You are listening to the number one family talk show in the universe, Fix the Family, Fix America, me being the host, Jack Hatfield. And thank you for listening, and thank you for telling thousands and thousands and thousands more every day, growing by leaps, bounds, and other various random big words. Yes, Fix the Family, Fix America, we are here, and boy, howdy, what a week for us. What a week for us, and what a night coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Excitotoxin Workshop, available to you at the Columbia Earth Fair in Columbia, South Carolina. The Earth Fair in Columbia, tonight's class workshop is Excitotoxin. Sounds like a superhero, or a villain, actually. Sounds like a villain.
Batman, we have a problem. What is it, Commissioner? It seems that the excitotoxins are coming. They're really bad. I'll take care of it.
Excitotoxin, just so you will need to know, what is an excitotoxin? Let's go into that real quick. But before we do that, let's go into some more stuff we're going to talk about today. Is there an end? Is there something deadlier than AIDS? Yes, there is. Why are we still doing that? And, wow, one of the major causes of death is human. So we're going to look at that because there's a bigger story behind that. We've got some brand new heroin out there, brand new heroin we're going to talk about. We've got today, by the way, today, National Coffee Day. So get your coffee and get it going. National Coffee Day today. We're going to go through 9 reasons coffee may or may not be good for you. Let's talk about it. Then we're going to get into
a little bit of relationship tips, meaning things women find boring in bed. Gentlemen, we're going to try to kick you up a notch.
And, of course, top 10 reasons you're not as lean as you want to be, because lots of people are asking me, how do I lose weight? How do I get this off? How do I do this? How do I do that? Well, if you're a normal listener to this show,
your weight will start dropping just simply doing the things we say. Then, the weirdest, most bizarre drug side effects. That's right. Since more and more drugs are being prescribed, more and more drugs are being taken, more and more crazy side effects are being found. Let's just list those for fun as we get on. Then a premature baby survives after an incredible thing. You'd be so stunned at what they got to make this baby survive. Then we're going to talk a little bit about that new vaccine that everyone's talking about to keep away the papillomavirus, which is a possible indicator of future cases of cervical cancer. That is causing some problems. And, of course, we dissect headlines where one says raising liquor taxes lowers mortality. What? How can simply money change the way something dies, something kills you? Ah, we have to look into that. So we've got lots and lots and lots, as always, that we do today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Fix the Family, Fix America, where we do four parts plus one. That is positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease and the diet, where we help you do not get and prevent and cure degenerative diseases that are now the number one killer in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited to be here today. Woo, we got to calm down. We are too cool. Let's get on with Fix the Family, Fix America. Like the radio skipping my record. Our studio is so old, we play 33 albums here. I have lots of those, by the way. That's the music I grew up on, was getting that needle in the right spot. And then the music would start. Wow. Wow. What? If you just look at how amazing technology has brought us in, I don't know, last 40, 50, 60 years, just an absolute stunning thing. So I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is real good. And again, thank you for being here today. We do have so much to talk about. We've got lots of things to do. Let's go over what the workshop is tonight. You, if you are 6 hours, remember, you have to wait to the end of the show to get in your car. If you are within 6 hours of Columbia, South Carolina, you need to get in the car and start driving right now. Now being Wednesday, know a lot of people listen to the show on the weekends. In fact, a majority does. So, again, we're looking into possibly changing this show to the weekend. We're looking into possibly enlarging the show because people go, you always run out of time, dude. You always run out of time. How can I keep going when you run out of time? Let me choke on myself. I'm trying to make this microphone a little taller. There we go. There we go. Now we're big time. Okay, so, excuse me, libation time. Let's go through what this is today. Very popular segment. I get asked this all the time. And for this time, it is simply water. I did have 3 cups of coffee on National Coffee Day. National Coffee Day. That's right. I said it. National Coffee Day. So go around. Get your coffee. Get your coffee. Get your coffee. Oh, wow. Coffee has been around for centuries, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of people rely on their coffee in the morning. Don't talk to me until I get my coffee. Lots of people do that. But they have documented the benefits of it being applied to your body, in your body, and or drinking it. There's tons and tons and tons of it. But some other ways that coffee has been used and other ways that it can help are unknown. So let's go through that real quick. Do you know caffeine used to be a stimulator of human hair growth in vitro? So I'm just saying that when you pour coffee on your head, gentlemen, and you're having that bald spot, applied topically, the caffeine in coffee blocks production of the DHT of the hair follicle, which is dihydrotestosterone, which is considered the primary cause of hair follicle destruction, triggering hereditary hair loss or male pattern baldness. So, drink two cups of coffee, get in the shower, pour one more on your head. All right, now, everyone hears of the acid alkaline thing. We talk about it a lot in our workshops, but and coffee is acidic. It's got a pH of 4.5 to 5.5. Now, this acidity constricts the pores, ladies and gentlemen, which means it can create a protective layer and provide the appearance of firmer, younger-looking skin and also help fight acne. So now, gentlemen and ladies, have your two cups of coffee, then take one more in the shower, spray it on your face, spray it on your hair. Woo! Everyone's going, please don't let him have three cups of coffee anymore on National Coffee Day. We just have to remember that that's tough. Another thing you can do, instead of throwing those coffee grounds down the sink, you can use it to slop off those old, dead, and dried skin cells. That's right. Increase moisture absorption by new cells. The caffeine in the coffee grounds stimulate new cell growth, resulting in a finer, firmer appearance. So now take your extra cup of coffee, rub it on your skin, put it on your head, and take the grounds and use a little bit of soap with it and exfoliate. Whoo! We can just take coffee to shower. Did you know caffeine at a 10% solution also inhibits the growth of the enzyme phosphodiesterase, and which exacerbates psoriasis? So all the people with psoriasis issues now can take coffee to the shower and work on that a little bit. Pretty good, huh? Did you know that the flavonoids in caffeine, actually the regular listeners to this show know that flavonoids do inhibit the formation of, remember, this is a misnomer, UVB-induced tumors. Basically what they're saying is when your skin's healthy, the sun actually helps you. Oh, wow. But you knew that already here at Fix Family Fix America. Also, when you put caffeine on your skin, it contains chlorogenic acid, which promotes non-traumatic elimination of the skin cells, which we've talked about, that were damaged by UVB exposure. So the wrinkles, dark spots, and droopy skin all get taken away by caffeine. Wow, we got a lot of reasons to start rubbing some grounds on our body. You know what I'm saying? It's also antibacterial. Trigonaline, caffeic acid, and chlorogenic acid in all coffee and coffee extracts have been found to inhibit bacterial growth, including MRSA. What? That's right. It was found to actually stop MRSA. Now, I'm not saying go out and just pour it on your MRSA. You need to do some other stuff. We're going to talk about MRSA and why it's prevalent everywhere now in a minute. But it also fights cellulite. Coffee and caffeine on the skin acts as vasodilators, which constrict the surface of the skin so it feels tighter and firmer. It has anti-inflammatory properties in the coffee as you pour it on your skin. And, of course, last but not least, as you drink it, you are less likely to develop type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's, and dementia. Coffee drinkers also have fewer cases of certain cancers, certain heart diseases, and strokes. So coffee, all in round up in a pretty little bow, basically has 10 reasons to rub it on your skin and one reason to drink it. But on National Coffee Day, we'll check that. And how about that? Is that exciting or what? National Coffee Day. So we're giving you a happy National Coffee Day right here today. Happy National Coffee Day, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready on Coffee Day. I had black tea flavored with some vanilla and caramel yesterday. It was fantastic. Haven't had that in a long time. Again, thank you for listening to Fix the Family, Fix America. My name is Jack Hatfield. You are tuned in right now to the fastest growing number one family talk show in all of the universe. And we appreciate it. It cannot happen without you. It cannot be possible without you. And I've got another favor. Last week, I asked you to send it to 162,422 of your closest friends. And I had some emails saying, I only have like two. So today, instead of closest friends, just send it to everyone you possibly have ever had contact with. And that way we can spread the show as fast as possible. So if you did pass someone in your car today or in the grocery store or in any other store or in your office, make sure you tell them about Fix the Family, Fix America Radio right here where we do. And you know how to say it, the four parts plus one, positive fathering. We talk about how fathers can make a positive difference on their children if they just man up and buck up and get it done. And then mothers, you can make a difference. Make a difference mothering. All you have to do is start being more concerned about your child than you are about yourself. Selfishness in both fatherhood and motherhood is one of the biggest problems of bad parenting. And then, of course, pull-through parenting, two of you. You've got your fathering down pat, and you've got your mothering down pat, but now you have to work as a cohesive unit and pull through every single possibility that you could possibly have. And then last, reveal your success where you can be a better father, mother, parent, and person. Your will to succeed is inside you, and you know you want to be successful in all areas. When you don't have stress anywhere else, then you can be the best you can be, and that is what we work for. And last but not least, the plus one disease in the diet. Once we are a success, once we are the perfect parent, and we are making a generational change on our children, then we need to look back at what's going on so we can be healthy and live longer than we ever were going to be before, because there's a large agenda out there for people to start sloughing off like dead skin cells off this planet, and that is not the case. If you believe in revealing your own success, then you need to believe in being there for as long as humanly possible to help as many people as you possibly can. And that is why we do what we do here on this show. Fix the Family, Fix America, ladies and gentlemen, is humbled by you listening. Thank you so much for being here. I am Jack Hatfield again, and let's go into some more stuff. I'm so happy you're here. I really can't tell you any more than that. Beautiful. All right, now we just talked about coffee possibly being a antibacterial. What's going on right now is there are the era of antibiotics is coming to a close, because in a couple generations, what once would appear to be miracle medicines are going to be beaten into ineffectiveness by the bacteria they were once designed to knock out. In other words, bacteria is going to be one, antibiotics are going to be zero, where it was the other way around. Because more and more bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics. We talked about that superbug spreading all across the news. There's another one going across South Asia. News agencies reporting panic over germs' possible consequences. See, the European Union banned the use of antibiotics in animal feed years ago because of the drug resistance consequences for humans. In other words, you go eating the meat where the antibiotics are used, over 70% of American antibiotics are used inside animal feed or animals that we feast upon. So continuing that aspect, that's where we get most of our antibiotics, but the bacteria is now becoming more and more and more resistant. And they're growing exponentially. So now antibiotic-resistant infections are now killing more people than the modern plague of AIDS, because there were close to 100,000 cases of invasive MRSA infections in 2005, which led to more than 18,600 deaths. Meanwhile, HIV killed 17,000 people that same year. So, in our big war of antibiotics versus bacteria, where everyone thinks if you just go to a doctor and get an antibiotic, you're fine, bacteria are clearly winning. In fact, I want to go through this little quick list, a top 12, if you will, if it could be 12, might be 11, I don't remember. But these are already resistant to many commonly prescribed antibiotics. You have to megaload someone if they get some of these bacteria. Number one, Acinetobacter. It's a bacteria found in soil and water that often causes infection in seriously ill hospital patients. Now, grasp this description as we go through these, because it often happens when you are down, you're seriously ill, and you're not eating correctly, and you're in the hospital. So that's important. Anthrax, spread by infected animals. It is resistant to prescribed antibiotics. Gonorrhea, resistant. Group B, streptococcus, which is a common bacteria in newborns, elderly, and adults with other illnesses. What? Did I just say another illness? Seriously ill hospital patients? Klebsiella pneumonia, which is a bacteria that can lead to pneumonia, bloodstream infections, wound and surgical site infections, and meningitis. In other words, you're in the hospital. We all know about this one, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, a superbug that can be so difficult to treat, it can easily progress from superficial skin infection to a life-threatening infection in your bones, joints, bloodstreams, heart valves, lungs, or surgical wounds. That is on the rise. Everyone has heard of MRSA. Not good, not good. Necessary meningitis. One of the leading causes of bacterial meningitis in children and young adults. Shigella, an infectious disease called by Shigella bacteria. Streptococcus pneumoniae, a leading cause of pneumonia, bacteremia, sinusitis, and acute otitis media. I don't know what acute otitis media is, but it doesn't sound good. Tuberculosis, both multi-drug resistant and extensively drug resistant forms of TB are now being seen. Typhoid fever, that's right, Typhoid Mary, all back again, a life-threatening illness called by the Salmonella typhi bacteria. These are hard to say. Vancomycin resistance enterococci. That's an infection with the enterococci bacteria that often occurs in hospitals and is resistant to vancomycin and antibiotic. Now, I just said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things that you can get in hospitals. Now, if we turn hospitals over to people that just do enough to get by, do you think these drug-resistant antibacteria will become cool? No. No, it won't. The last one, get this. If you don't got MRSA, you can get anything vice versa. Vancomycin intermediate resistance staphylococcus aureus esophagus. Sounded like Fat Albert's buddy. What was his name? What is Fat Albert's buddy's name? Anybody? Anyone? Oh, I can't remember. We'll look it up in a second. Anyway, the names for them is Visa and Versa. So if you don't get MRSA, or vice versa. Various strains of staph bacteria that are resistant to vancomycin. So the antibiotic-resistant bacteria is not isolated to just some couple of superbugs rolling around. Because, not good. Now, it is easy to think that one more round of antibiotics won't hurt, but in fact, many believe it's absolutely necessary for nearly all infections. But the knee-jerk decision to ask your doctor for antibiotics for every minor infection, cough, and cold adds to the toll these drugs are putting on us, the public. Furthermore, the health risk from overuse of antibiotics is also a very personal one, because now
the antibiotic resistance is affecting the general population over time. You're not just keeping this to yourself. So when you use an antibiotic, increasing your susceptibility to developing infections, and you become a carrier of the resistant bug and spread it to others. Therefore, I and you can be exposed to people that aren't listening to this show, which is the reason why if you pass anyone on the street, in the office, in the supermarket, or in any other store or any other way, you need to tell them to listen to this show so that they don't give you a antibiotic-resistant bug. Now, let's say, hey, doc, hey, I don't take antibiotics, dude. I haven't taken antibiotics in so long because I haven't been sick. Well, you still get antibiotics, you know what? In the food you eat. If you're not eating the way we tell you. Here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Agricultural antibiotic use accounts for 70% of all antibiotic use in the United States. So that is the major source of human antibiotic consumption. Animals receive antibiotics in their feed. They gain 4 to 5% more body weight than animals that do not receive antibiotics. So you, the end consumer, because of this practice of trying to get 5% more body weight on a cow, creates the perfect conditions for antibiotic resistance to flourish. In fact, both MRSA and ESBL, which is an enzyme produced by certain types of bacteria that render the bacteria resistant to antibiotics, are being traced back to animals being raised for food production, especially pigs. Another heavily tainting meat problem, in fact, one we say here all the time, is conventionally raised chicken. The poultry industry's use of antibiotics induces antibiotic resistance among foodborne bacteria that prey on humans. The Campylobacter, a pathogen common to chicken products. In fact, conventional factory farm-raised chicken products are actually 460 times more likely to carry antibiotic-resistant strains than any organic chicken product, which are antibiotic-free. Now, every time on Fix the Family, what do we say? Chicken really does nothing. They have no enzymes that you need. But if you want some, go get organic, free-roaming chicken products, not conventional farming. They have to inject a chick with an antibiotic just to keep it alive right after birth in conventional farms, in a lot of conventional farms. That is terrible. Now, you don't think it ends there? Let's say I don't even eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. Good for you. Fine that you've made this choice. But the ramifications of that antibiotics in agriculture don't end there, because guess what happens? When manure gets used on the farm, those antibiotics come through the crops. And they have shown food crops like lettuce and potatoes accumulate antibiotics from soil covered with antibiotic-containing manure. Get this, people. Organic farmers are allowed to use manure from factory farms. Yep. We tell you to get organic veggies, and then you find out that the antibiotics, the manure being used on your organic veggies, contain these antibiotics which are up in your organic lettuce. And you are getting it. Wow. Now, Denmark stopped the widespread use of antibiotics in the pork industry 12 years ago. And a study has confirmed it has drastically reduced antibiotic resistance bacteria in animals and food. The EU is banning the routine use of antibiotics in animal feed. But the FDA said they recommended that livestock farmers no longer use antibiotics routinely for growth promotion and limit their use to disease prevention only. Again, if you're an antibiotic maker and 70% of your sales would be gone if someone made a rule
that you can't use it in agriculture? You think there would be a little opposition to that? Do you think there would be some people going, wait, what now? What are we doing? Oh, yeah, there would be. 70% of your sales gone. I know, sometimes I have to tell you all the bad stuff, and you sit there, and at the end of the show, you're going, oh, wow, what, even still, really? Really? Organic, still, antibiotic stuff?
Not good.
Not good. Terrible. Terrible. Now, you sit there after a story like that, and you go, you know what, I have to really, really, really get to a point where I can just go and make sure that all of my food products are good for me and good for my children. And I need to make some extra money to make that happen, because right now money talks. And you're sitting there thinking of a way, well, the only way I think I can break out of this rut is to be my own boss, to be my own person. Let me tell you a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Businesses are made and destroyed every day by bad decisions. And a good decision you can make when you finally decide to break out and be free and be your own boss is to get your tail over to sandhill.sohooffice.com. And you tell them, please be my partner in my quest to be the best that I can be. That's right. Logos, letterhead, envelopes, website design. Let me tell you, website design. Your outlet to the world. All in one spot. That's right. You can meet people there. Show them your website on a big television. Show them your proposal in a meeting room. Get them to mail you the check to your suite number. Right there at sandhill.sohooffice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get to these people, and they will help you. They help people over and over and over on a daily basis be bigger, better, stronger in business than anyone else. Websites, logos, everything. Oh, you got to ship some product? They do that too. I can't tell you the amount of things they do, because they don't really like to say no. When a small business or entrepreneur needs something, they find a way to make it happen. Sandhill.sohooffice.com is the best place for you to go to make things happen when you decide to be all you can be. Go there now. Sandhill.sohooffice.com and unleash the entrepreneur in you. Mm-hmm.
tonight, if you are within 6.5, wait, you guys, still got to wait to end the show, people. Still got to wait to end the show. 6 hours of driving to Columbia, South Carolina, you need to get in the car and start driving. But wait, there's some of you that don't have to because you're already a subscriber at DiseaseAndTheDiet.com. You've already checked on, and that workbook is on its way to you. And that workbook today is called Excitotoxins. Let's just go into real quick tonight's workshop. Excitotoxins, what is it? They are substances, usually amino acids, that react with these receptors, these neat little specialized receptors in your brain in such a way that could possibly lead to destruction of certain types of brain cells. Glutamate is one more commonly known excitotoxin. The amino acid is a normal neurotransmitter in the brain. Okay? In fact, it is the most commonly used neurotransmitter in the brain. All right? Because glutamate is used by the brain only in very, very small concentrations, no more than 8 to 12 micrograms. When the concentration of that transmitter rises above that level, neurons begin to fire abnormally. At higher concentrations, the cells undergo a specialized process of cell death. Now, the brain has lots of mechanisms to prevent accumulation of these things in the brain. First off is the blood-brain barrier, a system that impedes glutamate entry into the area of the brain cells. But it was intended to protect the brain against occasional elevation of a moderate degree. It was not designed to eliminate the high concentrations of excitotoxins consumed daily, every day, as we see in today's world. You know why? Because the amount of these excitotoxins added to foods have doubled every decade since 1948. 262,000 tons were being added to our food. Another crazy excitotoxin, aspartame, 800 million pounds of that has been consumed. Wow. So find out more tonight in the workshop on why excitotoxins are not going to help your brain very much. Not good at all. You want to know what else is happening in the medical world besides the antibiotics getting all this bacteria riled up? Doctors aren't listening. The average doctor goes in and talks to a patient almost 90-something seconds. And then they're off. Going, oh, yeah, just another dude with another dude. Another dude with another problem. Here's a prescription. Well, 1 in 6 patients are reporting getting the wrong diagnosis. And the data is suggesting that almost 98,000 deaths per year might be due to medical errors. Now, yes, humans involved means errors. But it's really important now for you to pay attention to your doctor. Make sure that they're doing it for the right reasons. And lots of things coming down the pike, which is going to give your doctor a lot more reasons not to pay attention. So that's something to look at, because they are finding out. Johns Hopkins Medical School has researched this and discovered medical errors and prescription drugs together may actually be the leading cause of death. Wow. That's a lot of work, people. A lot of work. So, do these top 10 things real quick to stay out of the hospital and stop bothering doctors. Because we just found out when you go to the hospital, you can get MRSA, VISA, VERSA, SLUPA, MAKADUKA, TAKA, lots of other bacteria I can't pronounce. Manage your stress. My biggest problem. I talk it, talk it, talk it. Still my biggest problem.
Optimize your vitamin D levels. Get out into that sunlight. Plenty of clean water. Limit your exposure to toxins and excitotoxins. Eat healthy fats. And by healthy fat, you know what we mean here at Fix the Family, Fix America, End Disease in the Diet. You know we mean not that corn, soy, canola garbage they're putting out there. If it says we're high in omega-3s, that means watch out. Eat a healthy diet that's right for your nutritional type. By eating a lot of raw food, because you're going to optimize your insulin and leptin levels. Make sure you get the exercise and sleep and get out of that hospital, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not kidding. With all the visa versa MRSA and 98,000 deaths due to wrong diagnosis because the doctor's not paying attention, you have to start getting the knowledge you need to do what you need to do. That's why we're here. That's why we do the workshops. That's why we have the subscription service. That's why we have it all. Right here, Fix the Family, Fix America. Now for fun, we're going to go through some funky side effects. Funky side effects. But first, I'm going to talk to you about something that you've got in your cupboard that saved a tiny, tiny little baby with just 10% chance of survival, born 14 weeks early, weighing just 14 ounces. You know what it took? A 6-inch wide plastic sandwich bag from the kitchen at the Worcestershire Sauce Royal Hospital. Excuse me, sauce is not in there. But anyway, they went, got a sandwich bag, and kept that. They used it as the smallest insulating jacket they could find to keep that child warm. And now, here she is, Lexi surviving. Now a bouncy 11-week-old baby weighing a healthy 5 pounds. She was so tiny, the only thing they had to keep her body temperature warm was a sandwich bag from the hospital cafeteria. That's stinking. That's using your Nagahagen. And now that baby can grow up and change the world. Tell me that doesn't make you feel good, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on Fix the Family, Fix America, I can't tell you how much that makes me happy. How beautiful. How have to do it yourself every day. Now, top 10 reasons you need to encourage yourself because you're not as lean as you want to be. People all the time come to me for weight loss tips. Number one issue. Number two, of course, being some disease. But top 10 reasons you possibly cannot be as lean as you got to be is because possibly you eat too much fruit. What? Fruit is healthy. Yes, but it does not do diddly squat for your fat loss efforts because fructose does a very bad job at raising insulin level. Okay? So fructose just lingers around reaping metabolic havoc via a process known as glycation,
whereby the fructose binds to amino acids, leading to lovely things such as fat gain and metabolic aging. What? So, in reality, I'm not saying you eat too much fruit. You eat too much fructose. Because the fructose in natural fruit, organic, beautiful fruit, is bound to other things and miss this process a lot. But the fructose that are free, the free, unbound fructose molecules that are made in the pretty laboratories of corn sugar land, those are your problems. Can you imagine a weightlifter sitting there and he goes grab an energy drink and the second degree of high fructose corn syrup and knows that he just destroyed everything he was doing? Fructose is the guest in your body that doesn't go home once the party is over. They stay in there and mess it all up. Not good. Not good. Fructose is really, really, really bad. Number two, you're lazy. Duh. Come on now. Some of you thinking you're three times a week session in the gym and you still look like a pig, that's just not going to cut it. So you got to get crazy. If you want to look super extreme, you got to train super extreme. You want to look semi-okay, you got to train semi-okay. There's a fine line there. But you don't obsess over it. Goodness, some people cut off the rest of the planet obsessing over it. Another thing people do is they don't lift enough heavy weight. And then, of course, there's the uneducated, where you have no knowledge of hormone control, which being overstressed, undersleeping, too much sugar, too much fructose, never having any downtime, chances are you're not looking too hot right now. You've got to educate yourself on insulin, cortisol, growth hormone, testosterone. And if you eat health cereals thinking they're health foods, get out of here. Eggs and steak for breakfast. We talk about that all the time. Too much regular cardio. How many people do we see running, going to the gym, running 20, 30, 40 minutes on a treadmill? Nothing changes. The body adapts to most forms of cardio in a matter of weeks. So, yes, for about 3 weeks you see something great and you go, wow, I'm going to keep running. Then you keep running and nothing keeps happening. You have to go a little crazy. You've got to shift it. You've got to use the program that makes your body adapt to more and more and more. So look at yourself, educate yourself, and you can be on track. Bum, 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 bum. Now, we talked about drugs, but what about some funky and often hilarious side effects of using these drugs? Let's go through them. Lipitor has a weird side effect that may cause amnesia. It's designed to lower cholesterol and lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Lipitor is one of the most commonly prescribed drugs in the world that people aren't understanding that can cause you amnesia in some users. Then, of course, there's the restless leg syndrome. People have told me I have that. And Mirapex is supposed to alleviate those symptoms so you can get a good night of sleep. It also can treat Parkinson's disease, but people taking that drug have reported problems with gambling, compulsive eating, and increased sex drive. I don't think they're complaining about that one. Users experience any of these side effects should call a physician. What about I can't sleep, and I see an ad on the TV, and it goes, oh, sleep with Ambien. Well, some people are saying this drug triggers sleep eating, sleep sex, and even sleep driving. They wake up in the middle of the night in a dreamlike state, eat, drink, and drive.
and participate in other late night behaviors they have no recollection of in the morning. Well, yeah, because it's not really putting them to sleep. It's faking it. If you got high blood pressure or congestive heart failure, you might have been given Vasotec. But an unusual side effect of that, causing users to lose their sense of taste and smell. So your high blood pressure may be cured, but you can't eat nothing. Oh, this one's fun. The only FDA-approved over-the-counter weight loss drug in the world blocks some of the fat you eat. But users have to reduce their fat intake while using it. Why do you have to do that? Because Ally, it causes the fat you eat to not absorb and just come right on out the body, which means that if you eat like a big old plate of fat, you may wind up with the funky unpleasant side effect of gas, oily spotting, loose stools, and, of course, the fun, ever so popular anal seepage. I know. I just have to go through a Pepto-Bismol. Tells you heartburn, upset stomach, diarrhea, we can do it. But the drug also says it can give you a furry feeling on your tongue and cause black or gray stools. Not really that much of a side effect. Let's say you're getting older, gentlemen, and you're thinking about trying one of those erectile dysfunction drugs. Well, one of the side effects could be the blue vision. That's right. Start seeing lights that turn blue. White light turns blue. You have seen the commercial for the non-smoking drug Chantix. One of the side effects of that is it may give you insomnia, and when you finally fall asleep, you have very vivid dreams and nightmares. So you're no longer smoking, but you're dying slowly from lack of sleep. A cancer sufferer was detained at an airport in the United States, okay, when immigration officials were unable to take a print from his fingers. The patient was taking the drug capecitabine, which is sold under the brand name Zoloda. It is used to treat several kinds of cancer. The side effects of this is chronic inflammation of the palms or soles of the feet, known as hand-foot syndrome, and can result in peeling of the skin, bleeding, and development of ulcers and blisters. It also causes very odd, very rare side effect of making your fingerprints completely disappear. Doctors say your fingerprints usually return once you stop taking it. Bizarre drug effects. You have to wonder what those drugs are doing to take away your fingerprints, give you vivid dreams, or make you drive while you're asleep. Really? Are we really questioning things? The new heroin. We're talking about drugs. Might as well go on this. The new heroin. There's a Harrisburg University of Science and Technology study which is analyzing data from an on-campus experiment that restricted student access to social media. For a week, all of it was locked and asked the students not to try to defeat the ban. Well, they found out that the ban made some students freak out that they had become extraordinarily dependent on online social networking, sometimes checking Facebook compulsively 20 hours a day. While having no access to it, many were surprised to find themselves turning back to face-to-face interactions with friends and on campus and humans. Sneaking access to media is now being like a little sneaking of a little drink, a little heroin, a little cigarette. It suggests addiction. So can these social media sites, the web tools on your phone, lots of ways to get around talking to a human being across the table, could it be the new heroin where you digress from social activity? And remember, digression from social activity. Social people have less disease than non-social people. You know that because you listen to this show. The digression of the human spirit, putting it in a little box,
and not doing anything else but an cold electronic technology breaks you down. You must have the human-to-human interaction. Families, really strong, cohesive families, have less disease because they have that human interaction all day. But now, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, other web activities have the potential to increase narcissism and decrease the ability to empathize with others. There's so many psychological consequences. And do you really need to know I'm eating a burger right when the person's eating the burger? I don't know, but we really need to work on communication skills. That's why Pull Through Parenting is here, to help parents communicate that not all electronics is cracked up the way it's supposed to be. Now, real quick, I've got to talk about this. The STD vaccine that has been all over the place. In fact, there was a campaign to try to make it mandatory for every girl that went to school. There's now 16 new reports of deaths linked to Gardasil. Again, another vaccine like the, swine flu vaccine that they just created out of the blue because they said swine flu was an epidemic. This one is saying that if you take this vaccine, you stop the, this is hard to say, papillomavirus, which is an indicator for future cases of cervical cancer. So now they're scaring you with the possibility you could be getting cancer, so you now you have this vaccine, which takes away that papillomavirus. But yet, 213 cases of this resulted in a permanent disability, 789 serious reports of reactions, and 16 deaths. But they still keep pushing it to be mandatory. 19-year-old woman was given this vaccine intended to guard against the sexually transmitted disease, and she got a headache, nausea, dizziness, chilling, tiredness, shortness of breath, complained of chest pain, and attempts to resuscitate her resulted in a sternal fracture, but were unsuccessful, and the patient died of acute cardiac arrhythmia. To say this vaccine has a suspect safety record is a large understatement. People, tell everyone you pass. Put a big sticker on the outside of your car. Fix the Family, Fix America Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You got to hear this stuff. We want you to be better, happy, fun, and not get side effects such as those we just listed. Tonight, workshop, you are now 6 hours and 22 seconds away, 50 seconds away from getting in your car and driving to the excitotoxin workshop where you can learn how to get and alleviate and not to destroy your brain cells. This is important stuff we're doing here. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success along with disease and the diet. Tell everyone you pass so that we can share the wisdom and the knowledge that we are all learning here on this show. Remember, you can get updates just as soon as we have them. Become a subscriber at Disease and the Diet. Now, do your work. Go home. Kiss your significant other, put your children to bed, and have a great libation. Good night.